So welcome everyone to day 38 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. To begin, I'd like to invite you to take a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat, into your body, into the physical space that you're in. And continuing our discussion of generosity, speaking of generosity, I'd like to invite you to consider compassion as a form of generosity. And when compassion is translated from the, I think it's a Sanskrit, it's translated into English as to suffer with. So it's not just about solving other people's problems or being the caregiver, but it's really about being with each other in the most difficult times. And really being with our basic humanity. We all suffer. Birth, old age, sickness, and death. We all experience those things. And to not turn away when we're suffering from those things. And to have company in and of itself is a really generous gift. Then, of course, if we can do something to help alleviate that suffering is really great. But even just being with each other is a really wonderful, generous gift. So I want to invite you to consider the ways in which you can be with other people when they're going through difficult times. And also to notice what it's like for you when other people are with you in difficult times. And the kind of generosity that takes. Sometimes to do nothing but to be with. And just acknowledge our genuine and general humanity together. So, on that note, shifting to the formal practice again, taking our seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath us, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body. Feeling our own body on the seat, our own groundedness, which is what it takes to be with the difficult times, the kind of groundedness, our own difficulties and other people, to not shy away. And actually, this is what allows us to develop a sense of resilience, knowing that we can handle what's difficult. And from that sense of groundedness, feeling the length of our back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, being in the middle of our own experience. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening in front, connecting to that tender heart, our sense of care for ourselves and others. And then resting our hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever we feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and warmth and generosity of our practice together.